Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Didn't Know Annuities Could Do That. Worry-Free Strategies to Thrive in Retirement is a non-fiction retirement planning guide by certified financial planner Mark J. Orr. The book is written for readers who want a clearer understanding of annuities and their potential role in building dependable retirement income. Rather than treating annuities as a one-size-fits-all solution, it presents them as a financial tool that can be useful when matched to specific retirement goals, such as reducing market exposure, creating lifetime income, and deferring taxes. The book appears to focus on practical education and on correcting common misconceptions that often make annuities seem more confusing than they are. Its purpose is not to sell a single product type, but to explain how different annuity structures may fit into a broader retirement strategy. In that sense, the book sits at the intersection of personal finance education and retirement income planning, with an emphasis on clarity, risk management, and real-world application. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book reframes annuities as retirement tools rather than suspicious products. The central theme of the book is its effort to move annuities out of the category of vague or mistrusted financial products and into the category of understandable retirement instruments. This matters because many retirees encounter annuities only through sales pitches, criticism, or simplified warnings, which can create confusion rather than inform judgment. Orr's approach is to explain what annuities are intended to do and why they can matter in a retirement plan when used appropriately. The book does not suggest that every annuity is good for every person. Instead, it argues that informed decision-making depends on understanding the function of the product rather than reacting to its reputation. That framing helps readers evaluate annuities more analytically by asking what problem they solve and whether that problem exists in their own financial situation. This is a useful contribution in a genre where books often become either promotional or purely critical. The book's value lies in its attempt to restore nuance and show that annuities can be judged by purpose, not just by stereotype. Secondly, guaranteed lifetime income as an alternative to self-managed withdrawals. The book places strong emphasis on guaranteed lifetime income, which is one of the main reasons retirees consider annuities in the first place. This topic is important because traditional retirement planning often relies on withdrawal strategies such as the 4% rule, where retirees manage investments themselves and hope assets last long enough, or presents annuities as a way to convert a portion of savings into income that is contractually backed and can last for life, including joint life arrangements in some cases. The reasoning behind this is practical. Many retirees are less concerned with maximizing market upside than with ensuring that essential expenses are covered. By shifting part of the portfolio into guaranteed income, a retiree may reduce the pressure on the rest of the portfolio and lower the risk of outliving assets. The book appears to make the case that this income design can sometimes require less capital than building the same income through traditional investment withdrawals. That is a meaningful argument for readers who want retirement cash flow they can rely on rather than income that depends entirely on market performance. Thirdly, sequence of returns risk and the case for reducing market timing exposure. Another important topic is sequence of returns risk, which refers to the damage that can occur when poor market returns happen early in retirement while withdrawals are being taken. This risk is one of the most serious challenges in retirement planning because it can permanently reduce the longevity of a portfolio even if long-term average returns look acceptable. Orr's book highlights annuities as one way to reduce or eliminate this problem by separating a portion of retirement assets from market volatility. The logic is straightforward. If essential income does not depend on selling investments during a downturn, the retiree is less vulnerable to the compounding damage caused by falling prices and ongoing withdrawals. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who are uneasy about relying on equities alone for retirement cash flow. It also connects to a broader theme in retirement literature, the difference between accumulation and decumulation. Saving money is not the same as spending it safely over decades. By focusing on sequence risk, the book addresses a technical but highly practical issue that many general finance books mention only briefly, if at all. Now, fourthly, tax deferral and the role of annuities in retirement tax planning. The book also presents tax deferral as one of the core reasons people use annuities. In simple terms, tax-deferred growth can allow money inside the annuity to compound without current annual taxation until withdrawals are taken. That feature can matter for retirees who want to control the timing of taxable income or who are seeking another shelter for long-term savings. Orr's discussion appears to treat tax deferral as one component of a broader retirement strategy rather than as the sole reason to buy an annuity. That distinction is important because tax advantages alone do not make a product worthwhile if the underlying fees, restrictions, or income structure are a poor fit. The book seems to encourage readers to think in terms of net benefit, how the tax treatment interacts with safety, income guarantees, and liquidity needs. This approach is more realistic than framing annuities as magic tax shelters. In the context of retirement planning, tax deferral can be especially useful when paired with income planning, since it may help retirees manage distributions and potentially smooth taxable income over time. The book's treatment of this topic reinforces its practical, planning-oriented style. Lastly, special situation annuities and the importance of product selection. A distinctive part of the book is its attention to special situation annuities, which suggests that Orr wants readers to look beyond the most commonly discussed annuity categories. This topic is important because the annuity market is not monolithic. Different contracts are designed for different objectives, and some may serve niche situations better than standard products. By drawing attention to overlooked options, the book encourages readers to think more carefully about matching product design to retirement needs. That can include questions about growth, income timing, safety, spouse protection, or tax behavior. The broader lesson is that the usefulness of an annuity depends on structure, not just on the label annuity. This is a helpful corrective to simplistic advice that either rejects all annuities or promotes them without distinction. For readers, the practical implication is that product comparison matters and that a retirement strategy should be built from specific objectives first, then matched to an appropriate contract second. This topic also reinforces the author's educational tone. He appears less interested in ideology than in helping readers identify when a particular annuity structure may solve a particular retirement problem. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pre-retirees, new retirees, and financially curious readers who want a practical explanation of how annuities can function inside a retirement income plan. It will also appeal to advisors or self-directed investors who want a plain language overview of the main reasons annuities are purchased, especially lifetime income, tax deferral, and protection from market volatility. Its main value is educational. It helps readers understand where annuities may fit, what problems they are meant to solve, and why some contracts may be more useful than others depending on the goal. Compared with many books in the annuity category, it appears to be less technical than a professional manual and less one-sided than a sales-oriented guide. That balance is what makes it stand out. The book does not seem to argue that annuities are universally best, but it does challenge readers to evaluate them on their actual retirement function rather than on reputation alone. For anyone trying to build more stable retirement income, that is a useful and reasonably grounded perspective. If you would like to support Mark J., or CFP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.